This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Gospels as the Injil, a Christian apologetic for dialogue with Islam. It offers a simplified overview of how the Gospels align with what the Quran calls the Injil, the message given to Jesus, and addresses common misunderstandings about textual corruption, the historical reliability of the New Testament, and the shared moral and spiritual teachings between Islam and Christianity. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix illustration, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore the subject in greater depth. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. The Gospels and the Injil in Christianity and Islam. In both Christianity and Islam, Jesus, called ISA in Islam, plays a key role in God's plan. Christians know him as the Savior and the fulfillment of God's promises, while Muslims honor him as a prophet who brought a divine message called the Injil. However, there is confusion and debate about what the Injil refers to. Many Muslims believe it was a book given directly to Jesus and that this original Injil was either lost or corrupted over time. In contrast, Christians believe the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John accurately record Jesus' life and teachings, reflecting God's revelation through his Son. This paper offers a bridge between these two views, arguing that the Gospels are the Injil mentioned in the Quran. Demonstrates that the message of the Gospels aligns with the Quran's description of the Injil, and explains why claims of corruption are not supported by historical evidence. What does the Quran say about the Injil? Quran mentions the Injil as a divinely inspired message given to Jesus. Describes the Injil as containing guidance and light, meant to confirm the truth of earlier revelations like the Torah. It also instructs Christians to follow their scriptures. Let the people of the Gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein. This verse suggests that the Gospels available during Muhammad's time were valid and still contain divine truth. However, modern Muslims often claim that the Injil was lost or altered over time. Interestingly, early Islamic scholars like Ibn Abbas and Al-Tabari held a different view. They believed that no one could change God's words, and that any corruption referred to misunderstanding the message, not changing the text itself. This opens the door to dialogue about whether the Gospels are, in fact, the Injil. How the Gospels reflect the Injil's message. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are not just biographies of Jesus, they are inspired accounts of God's work through him. They provide a complete picture of his life, teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection. Christians believe that Jesus himself is God's ultimate revelation, fulfilling the promises of the Old Testament. Here are some ways the Gospels align with the Quran's description of the Injil. Guidance and light. The Gospels emphasize love, forgiveness, and obedience to God. Jesus teaches, "The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength." Confirmation of the Torah. Jesus often quotes the Torah and emphasizes fulfilling it. "I have not come to abolish the law but to fulfill it." Righteous living. Jesus' ethical teachings in the Sermon on the Mount reflect the same values of mercy, humility, and justice found in the Quran. These shared themes suggest that the Gospels preserve the essence of the Injil, as described in the Quran. Addressing claims of corruption, Muslims often argue that the Gospels have been corrupted over time, making them unreliable. However, historical evidence challenges this view. Manuscript evidence. The Codex Sinaiticus and Codex Vaticanus, dating to the 4th century, show that the Gospels have been accurately preserved. The Rylands Papyrus, a fragment of the Gospel of John from around 125 AD, demonstrates the early transmission of these texts. These manuscripts reveal remarkable consistency over time, disproving claims that the Gospels were drastically altered. Early Islamic views. Scholars like Ibn Abbas argue that tarif refers to a misunderstanding of meaning, not physical corruption of the text. The text of the Injil was still intact during Muhammad's time. The Gospels were likely the scriptures referenced by the Quran. Multiple Gospels as complementary, not contradictory. Muslims sometimes argue that having 4 Gospels suggests inconsistency. However, Christians understand these Gospels as complementary accounts that highlight different aspects of Jesus' life. The differences reflect the perspectives of different authors writing to different audiences, not contradictions. Common ground between the Gospels and the Quran. Both the Gospels and the Quran present Jesus as a messenger of God who performs miracles and calls people to righteousness. Jesus' miracles. The Gospels recount many of Jesus' miracles, such as healing the blind and raising the dead. The Quran similarly describes Jesus performing miracles by God's permission. Ethical teachings. Both texts emphasize love, mercy, and justice. For example, the parable of the Good Samaritan teaches compassion, much like the Quran emphasizes charity and justice. Jesus' return. Both Christianity and Islam teach that Jesus will return at the end of time. Christians believe he will come as the king and judge, while Muslims believe he will defeat the Dajjal and establish justice. Why this matters? A call to a dialogue. Understanding the Gospels as the Injil opens the door for meaningful dialogue between Christians and Muslims. Both faiths honor Jesus and share many of his teachings. Recognizing the Gospels as authentic reflections of the Injil can help build bridges of understanding and respect. Instead of focusing on differences, this approach encourages both communities to explore common values and engage in discussions about Jesus' life and mission. Through open dialogue, we can better understand each other's faiths and deepen our shared commitment to truth and righteousness. Conclusion: The Gospels as the Injil. This paper has shown that the Gospels align with the Quran's description of the Injil. They contain the same message of guidance, light, and faithfulness to God's law. Historical evidence supports the reliability of the Gospels, countering claims of corruption. Early Islamic scholars like Ibn Abbas also challenge the modern assumption that the Injil was lost or altered. By recognizing the Gospels as the Injil, both Christians and Muslims can move beyond misunderstandings and engage in meaningful conversations about faith, ethics, and Jesus' mission. This perspective honors the truths shared by both faiths and opens the door to greater unity in seeking God's will. Further reading. Mustafa Akyol, The Islamic Jesus, How the King of the Jews Became a Prophet of the Muslims. Shabir Ali, Jesus in the Quran and the Bible. Codex Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, Early New Testament Manuscripts. Quran Sahih International Translation.